you cry at work? Do you cry a lot at work? A recent survey shows that 80% of respondents have cried at work and 14% say they cry at least once a week. What's causing us to cry so much at work? It's a bit of a worry. So, of course, we've gone straight to the expert, Tammy Tansley, leadership and workplace culture expert. Good morning, Tam.
Good morning, Mel. How are you?
Look, I'm not feeling very teary today, so I think I'm okay. How about yourself?
Good. No tears so far, so that's good.
So why are so many of us having a sob in the workplace? It's really distressing to me.
Look, it's actually a bit of a worry, isn't it, when you think, you know, so 80% of people saying they cry in the first place, but probably more worrying than that is 14% saying they do it at least once a week. So that's a lot of tears. And I think, you know, when we start to look at the reasons why, quite a lot of the reason, about 45%, say, unfortunately, it's their bosses or colleagues that's bringing them to tears.
Wow.
Which is actually a bit of a worry, in a sense that, you know, you're in the workplace, you can't really do much about it because you're there, and, you know, the issue that you know, is causing you to be upset is right there in your face. So,
yeah.
So that's a bit of a problem. Another 16% said that they were overwhelmed by their workload, which, you know, I think is unfortunately a bit of a fact of organisational life at this point in time. Mm. And 20% said it was outside of home, which, outside of the workplace,
yeah,
I should say, or in the home. So, look, you know, I think that's a bit of a worry, actually, because what it's saying is that people are crying because of what is happening to them in the workplace.
Yeah, I think for me personally, any time that I've shed a tear in the workplace, it's been due to redundant rage, not feeling that I have an outlet for it, not feeling that I'm heard, thinking that there is an injustice that's being done that I just have nothing I can do about.
Yeah, look, I think that's absolutely true. I think as organisations have become more complex, lots of things happen and we don't feel like we're being heard and we don't feel like we can have a voice. I think, unfortunately, also we know that there's a real rise of really unhelpful behaviours like bullying and harassment. Mm. So I was just doing a bit of research this morning and said that 39% of mental health claims in Australia are actually caused by bullying, harassment or violence in the workplace.
Oh, wow, that's a big number.
It's a huge number, and that's costing us almost $13 billion a year. So, you know, you can start to see if, you know, as you say, you've got redundant rage, as you talked about. Mm. Then you've got, you know, this bullying, harassment, violence in the workplace. Add to that, you know, unpleasant colleagues and bosses who perhaps are a bit unfortunate in particular ways.
Yes.
You can see how people, you know, it gets too much for people. And they just aren't the kind of the avenues to effectively express it, so it all just gets too much.
Let's start from an employer's point of view. What should a boss do if they do come across an employee who's breaking down?
Yeah. Look, so I think there's a couple of things. One, is it just a one-off? I think there's all times when we've just had enough and you just go, you know what, I just need to have a good cry and get it out. And I reckon that's healthy, actually. You know, probably not so good to be doing in the middle of the office where you're sobbing and so forth, but, you know, a bit of a cry in the toilet, I think once a while, in a while, you know, there's not too many dramas about that.
A good release.
But I think if a boss is coming across someone where it is happening consistently, and, you know, if we're talking, you know, more than once every couple of months, then I think there's a bit of an issue.
Yeah.
And the boss should be saying, trying to get to the bottom of what is actually causing it. Now, of course, if it's the boss themselves that's causing it, that's a bit of a problem. But really, like, so does the employee have issues outside of the workplace? Are there problems at home?
Mm.
Is there something that the boss can do in terms of perhaps putting them in touch with an employee assistance program or some sort of external counselling service? Can they look at workload? Can they look at the way that the work is structured? Is there issues? Often that it's relationship issues in the team. So are there issues there that are causing problems? So I think the starting point is really for the boss to listen and say, what's the problem here? What can I do to help you? And, you know, as we know, that's enormously powerful, just having someone listen to you in the first place.
Yeah, it absolutely is. But let's flip that around. What happens when you're the employee and you come across your boss who's breaking down?
Look, you know, that is tricky, isn't it? Because you kind of, you know, you expect, rightly or wrongly, that your boss should have it slightly more together than you do. But we know that, you know, bosses are human. We also know that it's incredibly lonely to be at the top sometimes. So actually, it's probably, you know, more likely that the boss is going to cry down, break down than not. So I think if you come across your boss crying, a bit of human empathy goes a long, long way. So, you know, what's the problem? Is there anything that you can do to help? Again, that listening ear goes an enormously long way. Just being there to hear and understand what the issue is. If I think it goes on, and if you are observing a pattern where the boss is consistently not in control, then I think it's time to possibly take your concerns to someone else in the organisation. So if you've got an HR department, to go to the HR department, or, you know, perhaps your boss's boss, obviously with real kind of empathy and kind of care. But, you know, when you see people consistently breaking down in the workplace, that is a sign all is not well. So, you know, once in a while, having a good sob in the toilet, fine. But if it's happening consistently, that's saying either there's pressures within the workplace that can't be managed, or there's something bad that's happening outside of the workplace that needs help. And I think we all need a bit of kind of empathy to help the people if we see that.
Would you agree that if it's you that's crying and you're crying at work consistently and it's weekly or more, and it's a situation that can't be resolved and it is a bad boss or a colleague you can't get on with, it's time to go, right? Life's too short.
I think so. Honestly,
yeah,
I think,
I know
it's tricky, and sometimes people think it's better, you know, the devil you know than not. But honestly, if you're in a situation where the only solution is you're sobbing in the toilet once a week, that's saying it's too much.
Yeah.
Get out of there. And you know what? Every single time I've spoken to someone who has left, they've said, my only regret is I didn't do it sooner.
Yeah, that's the thing, isn't it? But we don't know until we've done it.
We don't know. So, look, I think, you know, do the obvious things. See if you, you know, talk to your boss. See if there's things that you can do to make it better. Obviously, take responsibility for your bit in it, all of that stuff. But if none of that is working, at the end of the day, life is too short. You know, get out of there. Get a job where people aren't treating you like that.
Yeah, that's right. Time is valuable. And we're not trees. We're not rooted to the ground.
We're not trees. We're not trees. And we don't have to put up with rubbish.
No.
And I really don't.
I agree. It's been wonderful talking with you, Tammy.
Thanks,
hopefully,
Mel.
We've got some people drying their eyes and deciding to make a bit of a change. I think it's fantastic.
I hope so.
Good on you. Thank you so much for your time today.
Have a good day.
You too. Tammy Tansley, Leadership and Workplace Culture Expert.